is sponsored by the Hershkowitz family, the Nishpas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, for Shlomo Daniela Vitzipora Bas Dina, and by the Zucker family, Chaya Nechama Bas Mordechai. So let's talk about sports and exercise in halacha. The past couple of Shabbosos, the drushes, I've been referencing some basketball stories of mine, and there's more to come. I need to save them for some good times. So I've been in that mode of sports, I guess, as the summer's, upon us, and now's a great time for exercise and getting healthy and healthier. I even joined a tennis tournament, a little bit premature in terms of that ability to be in a tennis tournament, but figured if I sign myself up, I need to obligate myself to do well. I'm motivated and competitive, so I'm in a tennis tournament. I'm tier 3, so I'll hopefully work my way up in the next few seasons. But sports is something that I've always enjoyed, and I figured let's see what the Torah, Halacha, and Chazal teaches about sports and exercise in Halacha. So let's begin with the first source here in the Parsha of Eschanan. The pasuk tells us, "Nishmartim me'ola nafsho seichem." A person needs to preserve his nefesh, preserve his neshama, preserve his guf. It's an obligation that we all have. And this pasuk comes in different forms throughout the Torah about the need to take care of a person's body, a person's soul. So our focus is really the body. The soul, we all know, but the body also needs to be taken care of. So let's take a look at a few Rambams. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach, he first talks about the dangers, how to avoid that which is dangerous, and then talks about how to become healthy. So in Hilchos Rotzeach v'shmiras nefesh, the set of halachas about murder and protecting a person's nefesh, he writes, in reading just the bold here, v'chein kol michshol, every single stumbling block, every obstacle, sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos, that could be dangerous, mitzvah asei lahasiro, we have to remove it. There's a mitzvah asei to remove a michshol. Ulihi shamer mimenu, and to protect ourselves from something dangerous. Ulihi zahir b'davar yafa yafa, and to be very, very careful. It says in the pasuk, "Hi shamer lecha u'shmur nafshecha." We have to protect ourselves, protect other people as well. And he says, "V'im lo hisir," a person does not remove that obstacle, that danger. V'niach hamichshalos, he leaves the stumbling blocks, he leaves the barriers, he leaves the dangers. Mevin lidei sakana, that might lead to a danger. Bittel mitzvah asei, v'avar al lo sasim damim, he violates the commandment of preserving and protecting a person, and he violates the law of encountering that which is dangerous. And the Rambam writes further in Halacha Hey, har bei dvarim, there are many matters, asu chacham, the chachamim prohibited, mipnei sheyesh bam sakana nefashos, there are many things that we can't do because they're dangerous. V'chola over al leyan, those who violate them, v'amar hareini misakin batmi, I'm willing to put myself in danger. I don't care. If other people are bothered by this. I'm putting myself in danger. We're makin osa makas mardis. Such a person is going to be punished with makas mardis. So we see from here to us or to endanger yourself, whether that's through activities, maybe extreme sports, maybe by foods a person takes, smoking, drugs, alcohol, things of that sort could be dangerous. I'm not defining what exactly is dangerous right now, but whatever is deemed dangerous by doctors and others, so then that would be bichlal this iser. It's lashes from a rabbinic standpoint as opposed to a biblical perspective. So that's
people are doing free rock climbing without anything.
Yes, well, at the end we'll try to define what's considered dangerous. We'll give a bit of a definition of dangerous, but whatever is dangerous, one who encounters a danger puts himself in a position of sakana, he violates an asay and a los asay in doing so. Now, the flip side, aside from avoiding that which is dangerous, there's also obligation to become healthy, to remain healthy, to get healthier, to preserve the nefesh. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Deos. He says, Hol v'hayos haguf bari v'shalom midarchei Hashem hu. To keep the body healthy, to keep the body whole, to keep the body complete, it's from the darchei Hashem, it's the way of the Torah. Sharei, you can't comprehend, you can't learn well, you can't understand Hashem if a person is sick. So if a person doesn't take care of his body, his physical state, his mental state, that means he can't be serving Hashem properly. And the whole goal of this world is for us to serve Hashem. So we need the body to be able to serve Hashem. Lufikach, tzarech laharchik adam atzma midvarim ha-ma'avdin asaguf. We need to distance ourselves from that which endangers the body, that which destroys the body, ulahanig atzma b'dvarim hamavrin machlimim, and to engage ourselves in matters that are going to strengthen us, that are going to bring health to us and clarity. Veiluhen, he gives a few examples. There's much more. The Rambam talks at great length of different examples, different applications, but just for a few that he mentions, Li'olam lo yochal adam ela kishu rav. A person should only eat when he's hungry, not just eat because you're bored. You're sitting around the house, you're stuck inside Corona, and you're stuffing your face with snacks because the distributions each week are giving tons of snacks. That's not healthy. If you're hungry, you eat, and if you're not hungry, not eat. Now, I tell people all the time, if you have a hard time dieting, it's okay to be hungry sometimes. You don't have to always, like, every time you have an itch, you don't have to fill up your itch. It's okay to be hungry. You wait a few hours until we fast. So I'm not telling you to fast the whole day. But to skip a breakfast every so often, or to go from lunch to a dinner with 5-6 hours without eating, it's okay to be a little hungry. You're supposed to be hungry when you eat. If you're always eating, they're never going to be hungry. So the first thing he says, don't eat unless you're hungry. Very simple. V'lo yishta ela kishu tzame. Don't drink unless you're thirsty. You see a bottle of Coke around, that's another, you should be drinking Coke in the first place, all that sugar. But if you're thirsty, you drink. If you're not thirsty, don't drink. Don't just eat and drink because you're bored. A person should not hold back from the bathroom even for a moment. If you need to use the bathroom, use the bathroom. So those are just a few examples that Rambam talks about being healthy in terms of how to eat, when to eat. He elaborates, not only on eating, he writes in number 4, this is a halacha yudalad. There's certainly... It depends. There are different approaches. I'm no maven in the diet industry, but there's some. I'm aware of a concept that skipping meals and fasting without overindulging the next meal can be helpful. Personally, I don't eat breakfast, but there are different approaches. But okay. However, it's going to be done. There should be some self-control in terms of eating, whether it's how many times, how much to eat, how often to eat. So the Rambam then writes in Halacha Yadad, V'oklal Acher. There's another principle, Amru B'Briyas HaGuf, in terms of keeping the body healthy. And this is the focus for today. Kol Zman She'odim Mis'amel V'yiga Harbe. Mis'amel means like a melis. Not a melis b'Torah, but a melis in exercise. And a person keeps his body moving. Mis'amel V'yiga Harbe. He's using effort, he's exerting effort, and he's sweating, his body's moving. V'eino Save Me'ev Rafim. He's not... His bowels remain soft, I think it means, loose. The digestive tract is moving. We know when a person moves his body, there's actually a Gemara brought down in Shabbos, brought down Shulchan Aruch. A person, before he eats, he should go to the bathroom first. He should walk. Walk this way and walk that way and walk this way and walk that way and let the body move, the bowels move a little bit. It helps the digestive tract. So he says a person should move his body. And then if that's the case, if the digestive system is working nicely, so then, ein choli ba'alav, illness will not come upon such a person, and he's going to be stronger. He'll get stronger and stronger. Even if he eats the worst foods in the world, he could eat, I don't know, all the sugars and the candies and the snacks. But if he's going to move and exercise, so, yeah. I mean, you know, we all went through high school, so I was not the healthiest eater in high school, but I certainly played a lot of sports in high school, so I balanced it out. I could scarf down whatever I wanted to scarf down. I didn't, you know, what I ate was not healthy. But it was balanced with playing, you know, basketball twice a week, with hockey twice a week, and many more in between. So if you exercise, says the Rambam, you could eat all the foods in the world. Then he says further, V'chol mishu yoshev levetach ve'inu misama, he who sits down and doesn't do any exercise, he's a couch potato, he's stuck in his seat. O mishu masha in the cave where a person doesn't use the bathroom as often as he should. O mishu mev kashim, where his bowels are hard or not loose. Bafilo acha machal's tovim, and even if he eats healthy, eats fruit all the time, eats vegetables, v'shamer atzma piarufu, and he follows all the things the doctor tells him to, but he just sits in his house, sits in the chair all day long. Koyamav, his whole life is going to be machovim v'chocha tashas. He's going to be in pain. He's going to be weak. Vafilu gasa leguf, achila gasa, overindulging, eating a lot to the body, leguf koladim kemosam hamavet. It's poison. To overindulge. You know, my son was my fifth grader in my Zevi. So there's a contest. He had to memorize all these words, 167 words or something. And if you got every word right and every nakuda right, so then you get all you could eat from Carlson Gabby's. So my son is very, very competitive, and he put his mind to it, and he got it perfect, and he got all you can eat at Carlos and Gabby's. Now, my son is short, skinny, doesn't eat anything, but he's already planning on fasting for the next 2 days to, like, just to get all you can eat. So all you can eat certainly undermines everything we hold of the Harashkafa. But the Rambam says that Achila Gasa is the Sam Hamavis. It's poison. It's mamish poison. Vuhu Iker L'chol HaChalom, it's the source, it's the primary of all types of illness. Rov HaChalom, most illnesses, Bam Al Ha'adam, Einam Ela, O Mipnei Machal Meraim. Most illnesses come because of bad eating habits. O Mipnei Shu Mimal Bidno, he fills his tummy up. V'ocha Achila Gasa, just stuffs his face. Afil Machal Tovim, even if it's good food. You have all the, I don't know, fruits in the world. 50 apples is eventually going to do something to your stomach. It's Masha Shlomo Amar. Shlomo said, "Bechachmaso, shomer piv, protect your mouth. Uleshono, shomer mitzaros nafsho, protect yourself from tzaros." What does that mean? Kolomar shomer piv mi leechel maichel ra. Don't eat that which is bad, that which is unhealthy. Now again, I need to talk myself as well here. I don't eat the healthiest of foods either. I'm also included in this discussion. We need to eat that which is healthy, and both in quality and in quantity.
So,
yeah,
that's a contradiction.
It's a very good point. He says that he was just pointing out the extreme that if a person does exercise, it seems like it can override the Machlam Ra'im. But why risk that? It's true. But both are true. You need to eat healthy and you need to exercise as well. So how much, you know, what type of exercise, what type of sports? So some sports can be dangerous. You know, tennis is not a very dangerous sport. Basketball, you could get injured. Once I hit 22, I started getting injured, and 35 more injured. Is that considered dangerous? You break an ankle? I don't know. It's uncomfortable. Is that dangerous? Football. Nowadays they have flag football. So our days, Mike and I played tackle football in the snow. No one got hurt. That's what kids do. Is tackle football considered dangerous? Biking. People have got injured cycling sometimes. That could be dangerous. You hit a bump in the road, could fly over and break some ribs. So at what point, what's considered healthy? We have to get exercise. Is walking, running the only thing safe to do? Tennis, basketball, hockey. Hockey can be dangerous. And nowadays, I keep hearing that these crazy hits in hockey, people are getting like knocked unconscious and taken out on stretchers. Hockey's a very dangerous sport. Boxing, wrestling, rugby. No one plays rugby around here, but that's a very dangerous. People are crazy who play rugby. So what types of sports would be considered acceptable for staying healthy? So take a look at number 5. We're going to just move over. Right. So we're going to take a look just for a second about Parnassa for a moment. Parnassa, what type of dangers a person could engage in terms of Parnassa? And we'll may use that as a model for what type of dangers a person could engage in for exercise. So there's a pasuk in number 5 here in Parshas Ki Tsetse. The pasuk says, "B'yom titein schara." A person should pay his worker, pay the wages the day he works. You have a plumber come to the house, you should pay him that day. You have a carpenter. Okay, the other halacha is if he says you could pay me next week, but just a simple reading the pasuk is you pay him the day he works, especially if he needs the money. V'lo tavo alav hashemesh, don't let the sun set and not pay him. Ki anihu, the guy's an ani, he needs money, he needs to pay for food, he needs to support his family. V'elav, and to him, you as the employer, who knows that's nafsho, he's relying, his nefesh is dependent on you, paying him as the employer. V'lo yikare alecha, we don't want him to call about you. El Hashem v'yabachachet, and he's going to complain that Reuven didn't pay me. He's going to daven to Hashem. Hashem is going to get upset at you. Just pay the guy on time. So the Gemara says in number 6 in Baba Metzia. Gemara quotes without explaining the context here. The Gemara says v'elav, who knows that's nafsho, to him he rests upon you. He's relying on you. The Gemara comments, "Mipnei ma'ala zebekevesh." Why did this worker climb the ramp? V'nitla be'ilan, he was hanging on a tree to get apples or something. U'maser asma lemisa, and he was putting himself in danger to make a few bucks. Lo al scharo, is not because the schar needs to make some money. Rashi explains, "Kol atzma hu moser nafsho olav." The guy needs to. Not everyone has a simple job. Not everyone can get jobs so easily. Sometimes you need to be a window cleaner on a skyscraper. Or you have to be a construction worker and work on the rooftops or work on roofs in general. Or a firefighter. It's dangerous. There are dangerous jobs out there. Not every job is void of danger. So this guy, says Rashi, Kol atmo hu moser nafsho alav. He's being moser nefesh to make a few bucks. Lalos bekevish gavoh, to climb a big ramp to, I don't know, to build something. Besikin ba'atmo lipon. He could fall off the ramp. The Gemara's in Yuma, Daf Yomi. There was a race who was going to do Trumas Hadesh, and those who remember Daf Chaf or so. And one guy put the other guy, knocked him off the ramp, and he fell and broke his leg. So ramps could be very dangerous. Litlos be'ilan, right? The guy hang on the tree. Kishallah love limsok zesim. He's trying to collect the olives, and he's climbing the tree. That could be dangerous. Uligdor tomorrow more to get some dates. He's maser nafsho al misa. Shem yiplu mina kevesh, or mina ilan might fall from the tree. So the nature of some parnasa, some jobs, you know, require some danger. So look at the question Rav Moshe was asked. I wish it was a little bit more detailed. You'll see what I mean. Rav Moshe in Chosha Mishpat Chelik Av Simon Kuf Dal was asked the following shaila: Im muter lisparnes mimischak hakadurim sheyesh bezeh chashash sakana rachok tuva. Is one allowed to make money by playing a sport, mischak kadurim, playing ball, which has a somewhat of a danger? They didn't say which sport. Basketball, tennis, hockey, we don't know. A ball in the stomach is not hockey. It's basketball. So I don't know, again, I don't know who was asking the shot. I don't know the exact details, but is it okay to make money in playing sports that might be somewhat dangerous? It's rachok, not very dangerous, though. So that Rav Moshe says, Nishalti me'echad, I was asked by one individual, im muter lisparnes mimischak zrikas hakadurim, throwing balls, maybe it's baseball, I don't know. Shenikra ball, belaz, right? Laz, English is ball, whatever ball that's referring to. Maybe, I don't know, paintball maybe? I don't know, that's more dangerous. Maybe it's paintball, throwing, I don't know. Sheyesh lachush sakana. There's a danger that one encounters in playing this sport. Kedzi'ir, like it happens, le'echad mikam alafim shenistakin. Whenever a few thousand people get injured. That's not a high percentage necessarily. Vishafti, he answered, shalini estaiti, yesh lahatir. There's room to permit. Tam mefurish the Gemara, Baba Metzia that we just saw says, al-krod ve'elav noses nafsho. Why did this guy hang on the tree? So we see that a person does endanger himself, the Pasuk says, to make some money. You're allowed to endanger yourself when there's a distant sakana. And he doesn't define what distant means. But if there's a remote danger, you're still allowed to engage in this parnasa. Umimela. Even though that might have a chashash, a person might get killed from this sport, both in rachig, in a very, very far-fetched way, but it's possible. Because that mutter, it's still allowed. The guy himself is willing to have himself possibly die. He doesn't want to, obviously, but he's endangering himself so he can endanger other people as well. That's just part of the sport. The gam laharog et asmo yesh iser lo tirtach. To kill oneself, suicide, is lo tirtach. Killing someone else is the same iser. So if you could endanger yourself in suicide, if you will, you can endanger others in murder. Again, that's not your intent, chas v'sham. But sometimes casualties happen. Umikomakom mutter b'chashash rachok kzeh lo tzarech panasa. If it's for panasa purposes, and the sakana is a very, very remote sakana, then it's allowed. Imkem. B'chashash sakanas acherim nami yesh lahatir. So he says you're allowed to do so. And he goes on, which is fascinating, by the way, at the end, look at the last line, achar zman, after some time, hiru li, shebenodu b'Yehuda, gam kein pasakin. He says the same thing, legabe his parnes mitzedas chayos hunting. We'll get to hunting in a second. What's interesting about this line is, most people, most poskim, people my age, younger, know this nodu b'Yehuda. At 30 years old, I knew this nodu b'Yehuda. Rav Moshe did not know this nodu b'Yehuda when he wrote this, which is just fascinating. Not to say I'm better than him, but just so interesting that Moshe, most of his shuvas are written from what he learned from the Gemaras and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, not from Shailas and Shuvas. This Nodu Yehuda became famous because there's a Ber Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Ber Halacha and made it famous to people. But you see, Moshe, he was passing in great, you know, great detail before knowing even this Ber Halacha, which is interesting how that happened, but just an interesting note. So let's look at this Nodu Yehuda. Moshe says you could get a parnasa even though it entails some danger.
Pitcher mm-hmm. He got hit by a comebacker in the face. They carted him off unconscious. Wow. So the great news yesterday in the sports world was that apparently he was walking under his own power.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, these can be dangerous.
Straight to the face.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. 120 mile hit to the face, even 100 mile. It's dangerous. But again, I don't know throughout the history of baseball how many people actually died during the sport. I don't know what that number is. It's one, just one? That's
right. But is sakana defined as high enough? I mean, you putting your life in danger, or is an injury?
Exactly
also?
Right. Yes, it's a very. We're not going to address that, but that's a very good question. I think about that a lot. I think even a very serious injury, it seems from Gemara, is that it's also called sakana. Like
Herb Score, the Cleveland Indians, got hit with a baseball in the face, and that deterred his solo career.
Okay, so it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go Vaitina. So Noda Behuda talks about hunting. Is a person allowed to hunt? What's wrong with hunting? Hunting sounds like a very fun sport. You know, the closest I've gotten to hunting was back in the day, Nintendo duck hunting. That was all I've done, you know, shooting the air and trying to get the ducks. But let's talk about hunting. Real hunting, the Noda Behuda says as follows. Number 9. We're going to get there. We're going to build off of it. We're getting there. So Noda Behuda now says, Shorish Shelaso, the question that Ish Echad, one person, had asked him, Asher Zachayu Hashem Benachla Rechava. Kadosh Baruch Hu granted him an incredible, large estate. V'yesh lo kfarim v'yaros. And part of the estate, he's got acres and acres, and he's got villages on his estate. He's got forests, Asher B'yaros Tarmish Kol Chai Tzayar, and full of animals. Imuter lo leilich ba'atzmo liyaros b'konis reifa. Could he go, you know, in the forests and the shrubs, let's decide to go hunting, catch a deer, or catch, I don't know, duck hunting. Maybe it's aser. What would be aser about it? So the suggestion of the shoel was maybe it's tzar balei chayim, it's putting an animal in pain, or maybe it's baal tashchis, destroying something that's perhaps necessary. So that was the shaila. Let's just jump to just some of the key lines of, note who the writes in the bottom here. He says, "Kol davar sheyesh bo tzar," reading just the bold. Anything that is needed la adam, less be mishum tzar balei chayim. I mean, I need to eat a cow. Mishechting a cow, is that called tzar balei chayim? If I'm gaining something from it, that's not tzar balei chayim. V'gam lo shayech tzar balei chayim ela letzaro ulanich b'chayim. Tzar balei chayim is only true if you are putting the animal in pain while it's still alive. To cut off a leg of an animal and letting it, you know, suffer, that's tzar balei chayim. By killing an animal, it's dead. It's not suffering anymore. Lahamis, aval lahamis behemos v'chayos, v'chol mine balei chayim. To kill an animal, a domesticated animal, a wild animal, a bird, less be mishum tzar balei chayim. So he says, tzar balei chayim is not an issue. So he neutralized that concern. What about baal tashchis? I'm destroying a very good animal, a deer, a moose, whatever people are hunting. Mishum baal tashchis vade leka. There's no concern about tashchis either. Darei neh neme'or. You're gaining benefit from it. He's going to keep the skin as maybe his prize of what he caught. Maybe he's going to make a jacket out of it. I don't know. V'gam eino osa derech hashchasa. He also did not do this in a destructive way. I guess shooting an animal in the head is not called hashchasa. And somehow destroying something where you can't use the parts, that's hashchasa. But shooting the head where you could keep some of the horns, the leather, the skin, that would be allowed. And he goes on to say further, I'll just say outside the underlines here, baal tashchis is only nisim midrabanan. Midaraisa, the issue of baal tashchis is when you cut down a fruit tree. Every other application of baal tashchis, of let's say food, is only an extension of that issur. But the issur deraisa is cutting a fruit tree, but destroying, I don't know, taking this tissue box and throwing it, and the baal tashchis, that's an issur midrabanan. So the issur midrabanan is modeled after the deraisa, kein deraisa tikkun. So he explains. The issur deraisa is when I have fruit on the tree, potential to get hana, and I destroy it. So when I come to this, if this tissue is usable and I destroy the tissue box, that's called baal tashchis. But let's say I've got an animal. I've got, I don't know, a pig. A pig is useless for me. There's no hana I could get from it. So by me killing that pig, there's no baal tashchis. There was nothing for me to gain, for me to destroy. All I could use from a pig is the leather, the skin. So I still have the skin. I didn't lose that. Now if I burn the pig and I can't get the skin up, so that might be baal tashchis. But only when you are removing a potential hana you could have otherwise had. So he neutralizes those two concerns. No tzar balei chayim, no iser of baal tashchis. According to this, right now in the tshuva, there's no iser of tzar balei chayim, there's no iser baal tashchis. But he says,
poaching?
"Yeah,
what is that?
It's killing animals.
Getting elephants, or you're getting the trunk from an elephant."
They do it in India and other places, Africa and places.
Oh, it's parts,
yeah.
Yeah, it's illegal.
But I'm not talking about in terms of Dina Malchusadina. I'm just talking about in Issa right now. Yeah, I'm saying, let's say it's somewhere where there's no government. Whatever, forgetting government right now. If it's illegal, then that's certainly a problem of Dina de Malchusadina. So there's no Dina Malchusadina issue, let's say. And there's no Isser Tabai Chaim, there's no Isser Baltashkus. That all being said, no Isser. No Dibuhu the right. Look at the next page, page number 3, the top. 4 lines down, the bold. Num, even though I just proved to you that halachically it's okay, we have to know, I mentioned this many times over the past few years learning with you guys, there's halacha and there's hashkafa, or halacha and there's principle. The example I like to oftentimes use is women wearing tefillin. Women wearing tefillin. Halachically, you could prove that women can wear tefillin. In fact, Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. You could prove that point. Halachically, it's allowed. But hashkafically, based on principle, based on Mesorah, based on Minhagim, we don't allow women to wear tefillin. So there's halacha, and there's what's appropriate, what's acceptable. So even though the Noda Behuda just proved to us that halachically it's completely okay to go hunting, he says, Amnam, Mod ani tamal guf hadavar, I'm very bothered, I'm wondering about such a concept of hunting. The lo matzinu ish tzayid, we never find a hunter at all throughout Tanakh, throughout history, rak Nimrod and Esav, not our role models. Nimrod and Esav were the only two hunters we find in Tanakh. V'ein tedarcha b'nei Avram, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. This is not the path of the shepherds, of the Avos, to hunt animals, to go for the kill. And because of that principle, because of that hashkafa, because of that Masorah, he felt it was inappropriate. But he does acknowledge, if you go down a few lines down the bold further, Mishahu ish hatzarech lezeh parnasa, so mitzeda kazu, a guy who needs a parnasa, that's what he does. He hunts and he sells whatever he kills. Bazel lo shayach hachazarios. That's not called cruelty. I mean, hunting in general is cruel. Just to kill the animal, just to hang the deer head on your, the moose head on your wall, that's cruelty. You show your prizes from that. If you're doing it to make money, so that's a parnasa. That's how your parnasa is. You were zocha to acres and acres of land with all these animals. That's not achzaros. That's not cruel. That's with a purpose. Hare shochtin behemos v'chayos v'ofos mamisin dagim. We shecht animals all the time. We kill fish all the time. We serve them to eat. The tzarech adam. If there's a purpose for this, you're going to make money, you're going to get food, that's allowed. But then he said, just go 3 lines down about me. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a separate question. Moshe talks about such a concept about that's a Tabai Chaim issue. He does mention this, and it's a debate whether or not the fish have the feelings they get in Tabai Chaim or not Tabai Chaim. And Moshe, in the end, I believe, says it's okay to throw it back in. I need to double check what he says.
So, with his elephant tusk example, halachically and hashkafically, it's okay if they're making money from the tusk.
Correct, exactly, right. But aval mi shein zelatzarach parnasaso, person who does not make parnasa from this, ve'ein ikir kavanaso, klal b'shu parnasa, that's achzarios, that's called cruelty. Then he says, not only that, adkan, up until this point, dibarti mitzad yosher ha'hanhaga, I just spoke of the straight path, sheroi la'adam laharchik mizeh, but now, achshav, I actually want to tell you there is an isser. Ani omer afilu isur ika, there's an isser to hunt. Sherei kola oskim bezeh tzrichen likanes biyaros. You have to go into forests. Lahachnis asmon besakanas gedolos. And there are lions and tigers and bears that are there. And snakes and whatnot. But makum gedude chayos v'rachman amar v'nishmartem meod nafshos eichem. You can't endanger yourself. Umilanu gadol v'uman baki b'teda yosem Esav. Who's a greater expert in hunting than Esav? And what Esav say about himself, about hunting? Sheheid alav, he testified about himself. By he ace of Ishio de Atzayid, he was an expert in hunting. Upo chazima amar al atzmo, he says, Hinea, anochi holech lamus. I'm going to die because every single day he went out to hunt. He was fighting with bears and tigers and lions and elephants or whatever. Ve'ein mikro yotzim mide pshuto, there's a danger in doing so. So therefore he says, a person should not engage in danger. So look at the very end of the Noda Behuda, the last 6 lines or so. Hine in the bold misha muchrach lazeh, one who needs to do such a thing, machmas parnasasa, because that's his parnasa. Horu lo chachmeinu zal tefila shis palal atzmo. You should daven first, right? Tefila b'derech. We have tefilas aderech. You're going to travel. Say tefilas aderech of some sort. You should say tefilas aderech, and you could do it. You're allowed to do it. If it's parnasa, you could do it, because even parnasa, you can endanger yourself. Misha osa came b'shat nefesh. A guy does this for sport, for leisure. Eich tukubal tefilasa. How do you daven for such a thing? V'lachein yesh bedavar zemida meguna, the disgusting thing for a Jew to do for sport. The hainu achzarios v'gam isura v'sakana. It's cruel. There's an iser. It's dangerous. V'gam haskar savon also. When you put yourself in danger, Hashem remembers all your averos, and you're more in danger now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, from the punishment you deserve from above. And therefore, he says, v'lachein hashameli, those who listen to me, yishkon betach hashkeit v'shanu v'veso, sit in your house, stay away from the hunting. V'lo yavad zmano, don't waste your time at devar mekel. Don't waste your time with such things. If it's a parnasa, you're allowed. So Moshe was referring to this tshuva here, that if it's a parnasa, you're allowed to endanger yourself. That's what he says. So now we're going to move over to sports. So we just proved in the beginning of the discussion that you're supposed to engage in sport. You're supposed to exercise. Now, parnasa, there was a list. If a guy has to either choose between parnasa and exercise, I would certainly imagine one should choose parnasa over exercise. If those are the two options, let's say. Now, there should be some balance. A person's most of his time is spent parnasa. He needs to fit in exercise. So if parnasa, a person is allowed to engage in parnasa, rather in danger. For parnasa, so there should be a certain amount of danger one can engage in as well for exercise. Because exercise, as the Rambam says, that's how you stay healthy. That's how a person can serve Hashem and understand Hashem better. So the question is, what type of danger could a person engage in for sport, for exercise? So I don't have an answer, but we could use interesting, we'll finish off with this interesting Shlomo Zalman, which actually is very appropriate for this time now of vaccines, and try to use that to apply to our case. Not with any actual details, but just something to think about. Shlomo Zalman is talking about what's considered pikuach nefesh, shavik pikuach nefesh, a person can violate Shabbos to save a person who's in danger. So he writes, in the beginning we read the whole tshuva, and we'll stop with this. He says, last page, number 10, Mincha Shlomo Tinyana, Simon Laman Zayin. He writes, the Indian Ikra Adavar, Man Nikra Safik Pikuach Nefesh Malo. What's called a Safik Pikuach Nefesh? If there's a case on Shabbos where a person is in Pikuach Nefesh, you do what you need to do. It's a Safik. You don't know. Hard to tell always what's considered Pikuach Nefesh. That's called Safik Pikuach Nefesh. So we're also going to violate Shabbos even for Safik Pikuach Nefesh. But what's called the Safik Pikuach Nefesh? The Od Eifa Hu Hagvul. What's the definition? What's the boundary? What's the limit? So Gama Nochi Be'en Yavi Stap Kituva Bezal is very doubtful, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, about the definition. El Mitzana Svara, he writes, and he has Daiti, the Chol Shederech Rov B'nei Adam Livroch Mizeh, Kiborech Mipnei Sakana. If most people don't engage in such an act because of a danger, that's called the Sakana. HaRezeh Chashiv Kesavik B'Kuach Nefesh. So he's going to give you an example. Let me bring it to our case, and we'll bring it back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman's case. Our case, I imagine most people don't do, ride motorcycles. Most people don't. That would seemingly be, then, why not? Because it's dangerous. I'd imagine that would be considered a sakana. Most people don't, will not do, I don't know, what's an extreme sport?
Bungee
jumping. Okay. That seems pretty scary. Most people don't do that. Now, there are those who do it.
Freestyle climbing.
Freestyle climbing. You go rock climbing. Most people don't do that because it's dangerous. Yeah, people do it. But most people don't do it because it's a sakana. It has to be because most people don't play golf, but that's not because of sakana. That's because people don't like it, or it's too expensive, or it's boring, or whatever it is. But most people don't do something because of a sakana. That, Rosh Shlomo Zalman felt it, that's called a sakana. So you have to go down the line. Do most people not play basketball because of sakana? Do most people not play football because of sakana? If the answer is they won't play because of sakana, that would be a sakana. Most people probably don't go skiing. Now, is that because it's expensive, because we don't live by ski resorts, or is it because it's dangerous? So, I don't know. I'm not sure the answer is here. I'm just, this is a conversation that has to be had. Rav Willig, Rav Mordechai Willig says that skiing, he felt, is considered dangerous. It's a dangerous sport. Others felt it's not dangerous. People go skiing all the time. The percentages of people getting injured or seriously injured is not that high. It happens, but what are the percentages here? So I'm not giving up sake. I'm just, this is food for thought for yourself. So back to our case and the example of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, at least, he says, so what's an example of something that people are scared of that would define pikuach nefesh? It's an interesting application. He says, again, harezeh chashiv kesavik pikuach nefesh v'karinim be b'kei agavna, we would invoke v'chai behem, lo sheyemus behem, you have to live by the Torah, not die by the Torah. Aval im ein rov b'nei adam nivhalim u'mefachtim mizeh. Most people are not scared of it. I know we're still right now very abstract. That's not called sakana. So what's the example, he says? I'll say it outside. You can read it inside if you want. But he's talking about getting a chickenpox vaccine. So let's say the doctor said, okay, your child's old enough to get the vaccine. So does a parent say, oh, I got to get it right now. I got it right now. I got to do this. Or no, I'll get it in a few days. I'll get it in a week. So if most people are saying, the moment I have the heter, the license to get it, I need to get it that second, then he says you could go on Shabbos to get the vaccine. If that's like the chance you get it, you could do a shot. That's called Tzavik Bikuach Nefesh. Because if every parent reacts to this great danger, this nervous, that's called a Sakaras Tzavik Bikuach Nefesh, you violate Shabbos. But if most parents, when they're told that the child's ready for the vaccine, they're okay, we'll make an appointment a few days from now. That's not called being nervous. That's not called being dangerous. And that would not be called a Tzavik Pikuach Nefesh, and one would not be able to be Docha Shabbos. So that's just to know it's the vaccines for COVID-19. Right. So
people are going crazy trying to get the vaccine. So if they've gotten, but none, I bet nobody in shul here, I mean, most other shuls would have said, oh, I can get an appointment on Shabbos, I'm going on Shabbos.
You know, sometimes, I don't think people were anxious about it in Echanami, but I don't think people said, I need to get it this second. Now, there might have been some people who did that, but what's the rule? What's the majority of people? What were their reactions? Yes, people were very anxious about it. And by the way, many people are not getting the vaccines and will not get the vaccine and refusing to, but whatever reasons they have. So you have to figure out what is rove, and whatever that rove is, that will define what's considered a sakana, legabe Shabbos. And seemingly that would be the same definition when it comes to a sakana for engaging in sports and exercise. So certainly a person should stay healthy. They should, whether it's walk or run or bike and play some sports, but in terms of dangerous sports, in terms of extreme sports, then that has to depend on what is considered sakana.